What about presbyopia? Presbyopia is the name given to the error of refraction that commonly occurs with increased age. When the accommodative power of the eyes has declined to the point at which reading and writing become difficult, the person is said to have presbyopia. The condition is generally accepted by both the popular and the scientific mind as one of the unavoidable inconveniences of old age. But the truth about presbyopia is that it is not a normal result of growing old, because it can be both prevented and eliminated. It is caused not by a hardening of the lens, but by a strain to see at the near point. It has no necessary connection with age, since it occurs in some cases as early as the age of 10, while in others it never occurs at all, although the person may live far into the so-called presbyopic age. It is true that the lens does harden with advancing years, just as the bones may become brittle and the structure of the skin changes. But since the lens is not a factor in accommodation of the eye to see, this fact is immaterial. When a person with presbyopia rests his eyes by closing them or palming, he always becomes able, for a few moments at least, to read fine print at 6 inches, indicating that his previous failure was due not to any fault of the eyes, but to a strain to see. When the strain is permanently relieved, the presbyopia is permanently eliminated. Dr. Bates has seen this happen at all ages, up to 60, 70, and 80. When people who have reached the presbyopic age, often age 50 or 55, experience difficulty in reading, they are very likely to resort at once to glasses. But once they begin using glasses, they produce the condition they were designed to relieve, or if it already existed, they make it worse. In a few weeks, sometimes, the person finds that the large print which he could read without difficulty before he got his glasses, he can no longer read without their aid. And every year or two, stronger glasses are needed. So, to recap, errors of refraction that cause the vision to be imperfect are caused by mental strain and not by a physical hardening of the lens of the eye. Relaxation is the key to improving virtually all types of refractive errors, whether it be nearsightedness, farsightedness, or presbyopia, the decreased vision commonly thought to be associated with aging. Relaxation of the mind and the eye muscles can be increased by palming, by an exercise of shifting of the eyes, by the use of memory, by looking at an eye test chart close to you, then shifting to a duplicate chart several feet farther away, by looking at objects that are familiar because they are more easily seen than unfamiliar objects, and after the vision has improved, practicing on an eye test chart for a few minutes daily is often necessary to maintain the improvement. Let me give you a warning here. There are many programs on the market today to help people get rid of their glasses. I have investigated many of them. All that I have investigated, except the one by Dr. Bates I have just discussed, are associated with hypnosis, self-hypnosis, Eastern-type meditation, or other New Age techniques, which are essentially mind control. I think those programs are dangerous for your mind and your soul, and I do not endorse them.